black or African American? What's the difference? Most of us here in America fall along the lines of my mother's family, black by racial and community identification, of many skin colors, and able to use the words black and African American, and if you're older, Negro or colored, without feeling compromised. So what does that all mean? Commentator Betty Baye says the freedom to choose how she identifies is the most important part of this discussion. And that's nobody's business but her own.
I recently heard from a woman who is really upset that so many black Americans now refer to ourselves also as African Americans. "You're not an African," the lady shrieked. "And most of you people will never go to Africa." And she's right about that. Most African Americans won't make the journey across the Atlantic, can't afford to. But that doesn't change the fact that America's slaveholding class understood that the best slaves were slaves who had no memories of any times other than being slaves. So they beat the memory out of some of them and killed those too ornery to even pretend to forget. That millions of black Americans also refer to ourselves as African Americans is a celebration of our unique American experience. And it's true. Our ancestors didn't land at Plymouth Rock. We call ourselves African Americans today because we are. We call ourselves African Americans despite generations of brainwashing that was intended to make us feel ashamed of our ancestral connections to Africa. Everything from the color of our skin to the width of our noses. While a few historic organizations, schools, and religious denominations, most notably to this day, the African Methodist Episcopals and the African Methodist Episcopal Zions, proudly include African in their names, many did not. They called themselves colored or Negro, but not Africans. Popular American culture, books, movies, plays, comics, cartoons, and even newspaper advertisements were replete with imagery that discouraged black Americans from wishing to acknowledge that we are, in fact, descendants of black Africans, from the whitest skinned of us to the blackest. The irony, of course, is that even as black Americans were being de-Africanized, the U.S. government was steadily adopting laws intended to remind the slaves and their descendants that they were also not fully Americans. There's hardly a civil or human right that African Americans enjoy today that we didn't have to fight for. So, to the lady outraged that so many call ourselves African Americans, I say this: it's not about you. It's about people long messed up in our heads about our roots, reclaiming lost memories and lost history. Thanks to such Africana scholars as Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, Dr. John Henry Clark, Wilford Carty, Naeem Akbar, and my mentor Lynn Dozier, and so many others, more African Americans today know that we have more history than just slavery. Finally, it is the hallmark of a free people to be able to call themselves whatever they choose. For example, my mama named me Betty, and Betty is what I answer to, and it's nobody else's business if I do.
Betty Baye is a columnist for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.